The Megillus Esther says, I agree with the analysis of the Psukim with the Ramban. It is a tzivoy, but it's not a tzivoy l'doros. It's only a tzivoy l'shah. And according to the Rambam, mitzvos that are l'shah, you don't count in the minyan mitzvos. Why is it a mitzvah l'shah? Because it only applied bizman kibush ha'aretz. Moshe, Yoshua, they had a mitzvah to go conquer the land and to settle there. But nowadays, it's not a mitzvah at all. And the Megillas Esther goes even further. He even suggests that the whole sugya, if I remember correctly, if I read the Megillas Esther correctly, the entire sugya in Ksubis, how does he understand that sugya? That all those shvachim, what about them? What does he write? All those shvachim also don't apply nowadays. The din, for instance, that you could be kofeh, doesn't apply nowadays. All of the beautiful shvachim, obviously Eretz Yisrael is a great place, but those shvachim, all of those praises of Eretz Yisrael that are brought in the context of forcing your spouse to go to Eretz Yisrael, those don't apply nowadays, says the Megillas Esther. That was all bizman beis hamikdash. It doesn't apply bizman chorbana. What was that? Excellent. So, first of all, a lot of the Mishnah, as we know, were written bizman beis hamikdash. But that's his suggestion, right? Should we check it?
I think he says it, right?
Let's double check. You don't remember. Anyone remember him saying that? Let's double check.
I thought he did.
Aleph. You thought he did?
Yeah.
Megillas Esther. Let's just take a quick look. We'll double check. Mitzvah Aseh that the Rambam left out. Says the Megillas Esther. Hulafisha mitzvah yurishas aretz v'shivasa lo nohaga rak b'mei Moshe v'Yoshua v'David. V'cholzman shlo golu me'artzam. Aval achar shegolu me'al admosam. Once they were exiled, ein mitzvah zinu heges ledoros ad eis boa Mashiach, until Mashiach comes. Ki adarabba, nitztavinu lefi ma'asham rubisof k'subis. Okay, then let's quote something else there. Umasha Omar od shechachamim mifligu b'shevach diras aretz. The Ramban brought a raya, go looking k'subis, and there it praises a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Megillas Esther, zedavka bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Those praises were only when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. Aval achshav in mitzvah ladorbo. Yes, okay. He doesn't directly relate to the Mishnah of Hakol Ol in Eretz Yisrael, but that would be the logical assumption of what the Shitas Megillas Esther is holding. That all of the Shvachim that the Ramban thought was a Raya, the Megillas Esther says, those shvachim there in the Gemara and Ksuvis, those are all talking about Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Those are talking about Yemos HaMashiach. They're not talking about now. Now, why did the Gemara and Ksuvis bring all of those shvachim? In order to give a basis to which halacha? The halacha and the Mishnah that HaKol Olim. So, l'chore, if all of those praises and all of the tremendous mile of living Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply nowadays, according to the Megillas Esther, L'chora, the din of HaKol Olin doesn't apply either. So he doesn't say it explicitly, but I think that's the logical, the logical
assumption.
Not assumption. Inference. The logical conclusion. Thank you. The logical conclusion from what the Megillas Esther is saying. So we've seen two views so far. The Ramban, there's definitely a mitzvah nowadays. The Megillas Esther. There is a mitzvah, but not nowadays. There is a mitzvah, not nowadays. Right? Rashi, we said, might hold there isn't a mitzvah at all. It's all a haftacha. What does Tosfos hold? So Tosfos makes two statements on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis in Ksubis. First, Tosfos says, what's his first statement? Ein mitzvah zu noheges, or ein zu noheges, hayom, because of sakhanas drachim. You're good. Let's just take a look, let's read it. Explicitly what he writes, Kuf Yudam at Beis, in Ksubis, says Tosfos, Eino noeg bizman hazeh dika sakanas drachim. This does not apply nowadays because of sakanas drachim. Yair, what does that mean? What is Tosfos saying? You don't know. You mean, you didn't see Tosfos. Okay. Bernard, what do you say?
There's a mitzvah, but for some other reason we can't fulfill.
What? There's a mitzvah of what? There's a mitzvah of what? So I don't think that's what the Tosfos is saying. I set you up. I don't think that's what he's saying. I don't think what he's saying.
Divorcing
doesn't apply now. Exactly. That's what I think. You tell me what you think. He's commenting on who Omer Lalos, he and Orotze. If he says, I want to be a Ola, and she says no, so we could force her, or else he divorces her without a ksuba. Says Tosfos, Eino Noeg Bizman Azeh. This is not Noeg Bizman Azeh. Te'ika Sakana Strachim. So I think that what Tosfos is saying is that this din that you could force your spouse doesn't apply nowadays. Why? Because there's Sakana Strachim. I can't force my wife to go if it's dangerous to go. Now, does that now reverberate into what he holds about the mitzvah? I'm not sure. But I think the direct statement is about the din of kofanas ishto.
Isn't there sakana strachim no matter what?
What?
Isn't there sakana strachim no matter what? Whether it's
why?
Why? Regularly or...
No, sakana strachim I think means that it's a dangerous time period. There's like bandits on the roads. The roads to Eretz Yisrael are very dangerous.
Yes, you should go, but you can't.
Right. So meaning, better. What I'm trying to argue is, it could be that according to Tosos, avada, there's a mitzvah nowadays.
Right.
There is a mitzvah. But you don't have a din of being able to force your wife to go to Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa. Your wife can't force you to go to Eretz Yisrael because of the Sakana Strachim. No, there's two different issues. There's one issue of, is there a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael nowadays? Ramban says yes, Vigilas Esther says no. That's one issue. What does Tosos hold? Not sure. Second issue, whether there's a mitzvah or not, can you force your spouse to go?
It should be dependent on
it. It could be dependent, but not necessarily. It could be that there is a mitzvah nowadays, but I still can't force my wife to go because of the Sakana Strachim.
Definitely, if there's no mitzvah, you can't force her to go.
Yeah. So
Or if you're able, if you get there, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. If you can get there, what if this was written in 1217 and it was really dangerous, and in 1220 there was a whole change on the roads? They put down a new highway and there was a new sheriff in town, and now the roads are fine. So maybe it would apply. It's not necessarily that he's making an iron... The Megillus Esther said, there is no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael ad ba Mashiach Tzidkenu. Till that time, there's no mitzvah. All Tosfos says is, this does not apply. Now, this does not necessarily even mean the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It might just mean the din of kfiyah. You can force your wife. It could mean the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but not necessarily. Also, what's very clear is that he's not taking the Megillus Esther approach of it doesn't apply nowadays and it won't apply until Mashiach. It sounds very time-dependent. It doesn't apply now because there's Sakana Strachim. Okay, what if there isn't Sakana Strachim? What if you own, what if you have machine guns and you're a tough guy and it's not going to be a problem at all? What if you live in Chutzlarts but you only live 20 minutes away? So it's not really so dangerous for you to travel. I mean, it could be or it couldn't be. Right? According to Tosos, it sounds like it's very, very subjective to your time period. And it's not even so clear he's addressing the issue of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Then, Tosos comes and quotes Rabbeinu Chaim. Haya omer Rabbeinu Chaim, de'achshav eino mitzvah lo dor Eretz Yisrael. This seems to be a very clear, maybe even a separate point. But Rabbeinu Chaim, and Rabbeinu Chaim says, that's how I'm reading it. I know I'm biased right now. I'm saying that Tosfos originally said there might be a din of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but there's no din, a mitzvah, but there's no din that you could force your wife nowadays. Then Tosfos says, and you know what? Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen even says that nowadays there isn't even a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Not because of Sakana Strachim, but because Yesh Kama Mitzvos Atzluyos Baretz, the Kama Onshin, there are a lot of mitzvos Atzluyos Baretz, and there's very serious punishments for them. And we are not able to be careful enough with all these mitzvot tlius baretz and to live a halachic lifestyle in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there isn't a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, even that statement needs analysis of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. What in the world does that mean? Because it's hard to keep the mitzvot tlius baretz, so therefore there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. First of all, does he really mean that there isn't the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? What does it sound more like? There is a mitzvah, it's just, it's not worth it. This is right, exactly. There's maybe a p'tur. It's not worth it. Maybe there's a p'tur. If I tell you you're p'tur from moving to Eretz Yisrael because it's really hard to live there halachically, doesn't mean there isn't a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You should count it in your list of mitzvos. It's just very hard. And therefore, maybe you're putter. But there's still a mitzvah. Yeah, so the way the Tosfos words it, when he says, Achshav eino mitzvah ladur b'Eretz Yisrael, I don't think he means it's not a mitzvah. He means that you don't have to fulfill this mitzvah. That's one issue. The other issue that needs to be addressed in Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is what exactly is the relationship between mitzvah safliyos b'Eretz and Yishav Eretz Yisrael? Is this a coincidental relationship, or is this a fundamental relationship? What do I mean? Well, the fundamental way to read it is the whole mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael is only so that you can do the mitzvah safliyos b'Eretz. And therefore, if nowadays you can't do the mitzvah safliyos b'Eretz, so then you're not really being the kind of mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael either. Which, if you read it that way, so then Tosfos actually really meant what he said. When Tosfos said there's no mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael, he actually meant there's no mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Because the whole mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael is dependent on what? Doing the mitzvah Satlios Baretz. And if you can't do the mitzvah Satlios Baretz, you also can't do the mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael. That's the way to fundamentally link these two issues. What's the way to coincidentally link them? There's two different things here. There's a mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Very nice. It happens to be, though, that when you're mekayim that mitzvah, you also get yourself into the issue of mitzvah Satlios Baretz. And those are really hard to fulfill. And therefore, it's better to not fulfill mitzvah A, because it's going to end up messing you up on mitzvah B, C, D, E, F, and G. Mitzvah B, C, E, F, and G are Orla, well, Orla is in Chutzlar, it's also Trumos, and Maestros, and Shemitah. You're going to mess up in all these areas. So since you're going to mess up in all these areas, it's not worth being Mekai mitzvah A, which is the mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael. But they're two separate issues. So that question is the immediate question you should ask when you're looking at the Shita of Reb Chaim. Now, hold on, let me just finish this point, then I'll take your questions. I think that it's pretty clear, though, and I think it's easy to argue the case, that the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah of mitzvah Satlios Baretz are not the same mitzvah. That's not what Tosfos meant. Tosfos meant the coincidental relationship, not the fundamental relationship. Why? Well, first of all, we sort of related to this before, what would be the mechanism exactly that because you can't be Mekai Mitzvah Satlios Baretz, therefore you can't be Mekai Yishav Eretz Yisrael? I understand that the mitzvah is all about being Mekai the mitzvahs, if you want to taina that. But still, what would be the mechanism that would therefore pater you? It's very hard. So I guess we would have to say it's an onus. It's an onus for the mitzvah Satlios Baretz, and therefore it's an onus for the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. That's what you'd have to say. But Lamaisa, we see lots of indications that they're not really super linked to each other. One is a fascinating Meshachachma, really fascinating Meshachachma, where the Meshachachma quotes from the Gemara in Sota that says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? He wanted to go to the beach in Netanya? He doesn't exactly say that, but that's basically what the Gemara asks. What? He wanted to go and enjoy the unique fruits of Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to go to the beaches? That's not why he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why did he want to go? In order to be Mekayim the Mitzvos Atzlios Baretz. So asks the Meshech Chachma, wait a second. Why doesn't the Gemara in Sota say something else? What's that something else? Why didn't he want to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvos of Yishav Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean? Why do you want to go in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvos of Mitzvos Atzlios Baretz? Say he wanted to go to be Mekayim the Mitzvos of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. So, says the Meshech Chachma, a Gaval Dekara. L'chora, the reason why it doesn't say that is, now I could have argued, you know why? If you're the Megillas Esther, you're loving this. Why? If you're the Megillas Esther, you're loving this Gemara. Because there is no mitzvah! Now, that's not exactly what the Megillas Esther said. Megillas Esther says, I'm not representing. It was a mitzvah of Zman Moshe. So that you're. What? No, but he said that in Zman Moshe there was a mitzvah. So I shouldn't say the Megillas Esther. I should say, not the Megillas Esther, I should say if you really want to take Rashi to the extreme. And because, again, remember, Megillas Esther holds there is a mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. There is a mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael, it's just Bizman Moshe. But if you really want to take Rashi to the extreme, and Rashi says all these psukim are just haftachos, and there's literally no mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael, literally, never in history was there a mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. That's a very extreme shita. So then you're loving this Gemara in Sota. How come the Gemara in Sota says Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to be Mekayim Meiser and Trumos and Shemitah? Why don't you say he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? You see a raya from here that there is no Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even Bizman Moshe. That's an extreme. Even the Megillas Esther didn't say that. So the Meshech Chachma does not go in that direction. Rather, the Meshech Chachma says, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Because he was already being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. He said, you're not going to cross the river, and maybe you're not going to go into the Ikar of Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu was already in Eretz Yisrael. The Shvatim of Reuven and God and Chatzi Sheva Ben Asher, what, they weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? They didn't go into Israel? Of course, they got a Nachal in Eretz Yisrael. It was an Eber HaYarden, but Eber HaYarden is part of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Look at the Pesukim in Maaseh that describe the borders of Eretz Yisrael. What, you're so, UN Resolution 202 got you so focused, you think it's all about, what? 242. You're so focused on the river? It's all about the river? No. It's not about the river.
No, so halachically that's part of Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, it's also part of Eretz Yisrael. Jordan, the country of Jordan today is in Eretz Yisrael.
Why was it a big problem that they wanted to know?
Why is it a problem that what?
Why was it a big problem?
Oh, good. So what was the problem with Reuben, Gad, and Chatzi Sheva Menashe? Maybe because they wanted to go in without fighting. They already got their piece. They said, okay, we'll take this piece. We're not going to cross over and fight. You should help everyone conquer, and then you take your piece. Just because your piece came first doesn't mean that you're out, right? You know what it's like? It's like getting the Aliyahs on Simchas Torah, right? You get like the first Aliyah, so you, like, you boot out of the room. So like that's not fair. Or what's another example? Come on, what's another example? What's another example? No, there's another good example just like this. Hataras Nadarim, right? Like you get Hatarid first, and then you're out of there. You're not going to sit there and be the base thing for the other guys. No, that's not right. You should sit there. You should be part for everybody else. So Moshe Rabbeinu, why didn't he want to go in? Why did he want to go in? Or to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz? What do you mean? What about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? He was already Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you see already here that this link between, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not yet being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz. They're not connected to each other. There's two separate things. There's the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and there's another Inyan, which is the Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz. Moshe Rabbeinu was already Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael by being an Eber HaYarden. Eber HaYarden is Eretz Yisrael. But he was not yet Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz, so he wanted to do that.
Can he be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz and Eber HaYarden?
You can once Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz start.
So why did he go in?
Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz didn't start yet. He wanted to go in. He wanted to be part of conquering Eretz Yisrael. That's when Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz would start, after they conquered Eretz Yisrael. But he wasn't. That's what he wanted. He wanted to be part of the conquest.
That Gemara says that he was already in Mekayim
No, Gemara just says, why did he want to go in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz? Meshech Chachma asks, why not just say the more Pashat thing? He wanted to go in to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So you only have two options now. Either there is no such thing as the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or there is such a thing and he already was Mekayim it. So that's the direction the Meshech Chachma goes in. Because the Mitzvahs, they weren't Noeg yet. You have to first conquer Eretz Yisrael before they're Noeg. They weren't knowing yet the Mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz. Okay. The Maharit is also takes a very strong stance that the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's about living in the Holy Land. It's not about being Mekayim the Mitzvah HaTluyos Baretz. And he tries to bring a raya from an Isha and from an Eved. I don't know. You have to really be done on these rayas. But he wants to say that a woman would not be able to, maybe you can help me with it a little bit. I didn't really understand it completely. A woman would not be able to force her husband Absolutely. To move to Eretz Yisrael in order to be Mekayim, if it was all about Mitzvot Hatzlius Baretz, because a woman's not really Chayim Mitzvot Hatzlius Baretz, because, you know, everything she owns really goes to her husband, and therefore, Kol Shekein, the Mitzvot Hatzlius Baretz, she's not Shayach to. I'm not sure exactly why that's true. I mean, she still can be, even if it's her husband's fruit, she could still take off trumos and maestros and make a bracha on it. What was that?
It's not hers, though.
Yeah, but the chiyuv is
she
not
can't
necessarily...
force her husband to buy that, though.
If you're eating, if somebody gives you something to eat, that's tevel, the chiyuv's on you to take off trumos and maestros.
Yeah, but it's not given to her.
If the husband gives his wife an orange and says, here, eat this orange, and it's tevel, it's not that she's now the shliach for him.
Before he gives her...
Okay, very good. But she also is definitely shaykh to the mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz. She's definitely mekayim a mitzvah when she does it.
Yeah,
Only when she's able to live in.
She has a chiyuv. Wait a second. Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the fields on Shemitah. She's not shayach to that?
She doesn't work the fields. She does laundry all day.
Oh, wow. Woo. No, she's not shayach to the mitzvah. You understood the Raya?
That's what he's saying. She's still going to do more domestic chores. The Gemara says that she's not chayav and kibbutz av
eim. But
she's not. She's not related to the mitzvah of kibbutz av eim, but she's so busy. So she's probably not the one who's doing the. Field labor.
She's not. The husband was doing was picking the fruits. I guess. And an eved. What's the raya from eved?
Because he ran away.
What about an eved? How do you understand that? Because he's dino keisha. Okay, but so therefore he's. Why should he lechora? He's working the fields. He's shayach to shmita. He's shayach to even chumas ma'aser. I don't understand. The husband gives the wife an orange. She doesn't have a chiyuv to take off. Of course she is. So I don't exactly. I'm sure I'm just misunderstanding the raya here, but. That the Ma'arit tries to bring rayas for this. But Lamaisa, what I do know for sure the Ma'arit is saying, he says the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the mitzvos. It has to do with Kedusha Sa'aretz. It has to do with Kedusha Sa'aretz. Okay. So, again, going back, L'chora, what the Tosfos is saying is that nowadays, not be'etzem, but because of an ones, because of the Sakonas Drachim, or... better, because again, the beginning of Tosfos we were arguing is not really talking about the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about the din of Hakol Milan. So that Rav Chaim Cohen, at least. Rav Chaim Cohen is of the opinion. Yeah, Rav Chaim Cohen. So Rav Chaim Cohen is of the opinion that because of all of the challenges of mitzvah Satlios Ba'aretz, so nowadays you don't have a chiyuv of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. L'chora, you still have a kiyum. If you go, you're still mekayim the mitzvah. He's not saying the etzem, it's not a mitzvah, but he's saying that you're not obligated. And then by extension, l'chora, you can't force your wife. L'chora, you can't force your wife nowadays either. Because since there's no chiyuv, so you wouldn't be able to force your wife as well. Okay, he says ein mitzvah. But I'm pointing out, ein mitzvah, l'chora doesn't mean a la Megillas Esther, there's no mitzvah. Because how can an ones be mevatel a mitzvah be'etzem? An ones can come and say, you're pater from being mekayim it. You're pater, you're no longer chayiv. But not that it's not a mitzvah, but in its essence, it's still a mitzvah. I'll add, again, I know that bringing a tosfos in one place is not a raya for a tosfos someplace else. But in the sugya in Gittin, which I don't know how many of you got to it, but we might talk about it if we have time, the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ches, Amud Beis says that you're allowed to use amira l'nachri in order to buy land from a goy in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. Normally, Amir al-Nachri is Aser. You're not allowed to, Aser midrabbanan. You're not allowed to have a Nachri do malacha for you on Shabbos. But to write a shtar and to trigger a transaction so that you could buy land in Eretz Yisrael is allowed on Shabbos. And Tosfos there is struggling. Because generally, even b'makom mitzvah, we don't allow you to do at least a malacha d'oraisa. We don't generally allow you to do a malacha d'oraisa via amir la'akum. We don't allow you to be mekayim a mitzvah. If it's a malacha d'oraisa, amir la'nachri is usher even b'makom mitzvah. So why should it be allowed for Yishev Eretz Yisrael? So Tosa starts to say that this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs. What do you mean, this mitzvah? You see there, Tosa holds it is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. So, if we go back to the scorecard, you know, maybe we'll just make one more point about Tosfos, then we'll look at the scorecard. The Ma'arit also adds, he doesn't even understand Tosfos' whole ones here. Why is it so hard to make a mitzvah? So Yos Baritz. What's so hard about it? Learn the halachos, take off Truma, take off Maestros. What's such a big deal? So you have to figure out, what exactly did Tosfos mean that it's so hard? Did he mean it's hard to know all the halachos? L'chora not. Did he mean it's hard because we're starving and we barely have any food and then to start giving away 10% here and a 50th over here, we would starve to death? Is that what he means? Okay, so then that's really very subjective to what time period you're living in. That's what the Ma'arit says. The Ma'arit says, what's the big deal? Go to Eretz Yisrael and do the mitzvah Satlios Baretz. Right? Everyone, Trumas and Maestros seems so scary. We took off Trumas and Maestros last night from that orange in my house. Wasn't so scary. You opened up a sitter. You read something. You cut a little piece off. That was it. It was great. Yeah.
Didn't he talk about like onesh and all that stuff?
Tosfos says there's very big onshin. So it's very hard to be mekayim the mitzvos. And if you're not, you're going to get very bad punishments.
But wasn't the whole point that nowadays you're not able to enforce those?
We're not able to enforce what?
Those punishments?
I didn't think that's what he was saying. I didn't think that's what he was saying. Now, the Marit goes so far to say that if you look at the Tosfos Arash, he doesn't quote this Rabbeinu Chaim thing, and he says that this Rabbeinu Chaim thing is obviously just like a toast. It was thrown in by some Talmud. Rav Chaim Kohn never said this. It doesn't make any sense. Rav Chaim Kohn never said this. So, okay, you know, we've talked about this before. I guess you can always just say something is just a wrong girsa, and that is one way of dealing with a shita that you don't like. But Lamaisa, you know, why doesn't he like it?
Yeah.
A, he doesn't think that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael has anything to do with the mitzvah of Chatzilus Baretz, the two different things. And Rav Chaim sounds like he's making the dependent one on the other. That's number one. Number two, he doesn't understand the svara. What's the onus? Why is it so hard to keep the guidance of the Chatzilus Baretz? Just be Mekayim then. What's so hard? Okay. Obviously, the most obvious thing that he means is Shemitah. Shemitah is very hard to keep because every 7 years, you don't have any food if you live in an agricultural society. So maybe that's what he means. Maybe he means Shemitah is really hard. But sure enough, the whole debates about the Heter Mechira, which was a kula that was used during Shemitah years, certainly in the early years of the 20th century, it was used very often because of the financial climate here in Eretz Yisrael. So Shemitah is very hard, granted. So it could be that's what he's referring to, and then it's not so crazy. And then it's a little bit of a question of what does Marit mean? Like, what do you mean? It's, you know what it's like to not have produce for an entire year in an agricultural society? So a little bit dependent on which mitzvah Leo Sparts he was referring to. Okay, Lehalacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yesh as a Yesh Omrim, the opinion of Rabbeinu Chaim. He quotes in Evan Ezer, he discusses this din, and he quotes as a Yesh Omrim, the din of Rav Chaim. The Beishmuel brings that the Tor and the Rush do not accept Rabbeinu Chaim. They don't quote him, they disagree with him, they don't accept Rav Chaim. The Taz, though, seems to imply that he does accept Rabbeinu Chaim's ha'ara, although as we've argued, that doesn't mean that he doesn't hold it's a mitzvah. It means that it could be the times of the Taz. It also, there are a lot of mitzvahs, but it's very hard to be Mekayim, and therefore you're not Chayiv. The Beis Shmuel just quotes that the Rosh and the Tor don't agree with this Yesh Omrim, with the Rabbeinu Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you look at the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes from Shaul's and Tshuva's Mi'il Tztaka. Mi'il Tztaka was an Ashkenazi, he was from Bohemia, and lived in like the late 1600s, early 1700s. Very important, Shaul's and Tshuva's. Shaul's and Tshuva's Mi'il Tztaka. So he writes there that nowadays, this is a quote in the Piskei Tshuva, he's malakate lots and lots of tshuvas. He collects lots of tshuvas that have to do with whatever is going on in the Shulchan Aruch. So when you're learning Shulchan Aruch and you want to know like what do the poskim say, you look in the Piskei Tshuva. So in the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes from the Mi'il Tztaka, and there he says that this whole sakana nowadays of traveling, he's not sure exactly what the sakana is, at least in his time period. I mean, there are always challenges with traveling, but he doesn't know why it's any more traveling to Eretz Yisrael than traveling anywhere. It's not any particular sakana to travel. He does say, though, but there are in Yonei Parnassa, which are serious challenges in Eretz Yisrael in his time period, and he says that there's no big, you know, maila to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then they just take staka. If you can go to Eretz Yisrael, you should go, you should be able to finance yourself. I've heard Rav Schechter say many times, and when people ask questions about making Aliyah, so Rav Schechter says, you should make Aliyah if you have a way to support yourself. He says, we have enough people living in Eretz Yisrael who can't support themselves and need staka. We don't need more people going to Eretz Yisrael to go there and then need staka to support yourselves. He says, if you have a way to support yourself, you should make Aliyah and you should support yourself for sure. You have to make sure you have an opportunity to provide your family with parnasa. So it really sounds like he's learning Rav Chaim, the way we're suggesting. And it sounds like it's Pasha like that in Rav Chaim. Be'etzem, there is a mitzvah. This is not the Megillas Esther. There is a mitzvah nowadays. Allah the Ramban. There is a mitzvah nowadays. Except that because of certain own sin, so you're not automatically mechuyif to go. So in the times of Rav Chaim, it was the challenges of travel. In the times of the Mi'il Tztaka, it was the challenges of Parnassa. It's a fascinating Trumas Hadeshen. Because of the mitzvah of Tluyos Baretz. We see from the beginning of Tosfos that traveling was also not so pashut at that time. There's a fascinating Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says that You shouldn't move to Eretz Yisrael if it's going to be bad for your children. They're going to have bad friends. He says, he writes that he heard that there's this, we won't get start getting into Edot, but he says, he heard, Shimon Sadeshin is an Ashkenazi, he heard that there are certain Jews living in Eretz Yisrael that are very tough, real Israelis, and they don't allow you to do mitzvahs. They try to get you to stop being religious, right? They chop off your payas and they send you out into the desert where you're not able to serve Hashem. He says, if that's the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, that was a joke about something that continues to be a very hot topic of debate in secular versus Orthodox debates about Eretz Yisrael and about Zionism. So the Chumash Adeshin says, if it's not a area, if Eretz Yisrael is not a place that is fertile ground for living a life of Avodas Hashem, so then you also shouldn't go. It's also going to be an onus that's going to pot you from the mitzvah. And I'm going to just use this very quickly to go up to make a statement. There is a mistake that many chutznikim make, that they have an approach that once we make aliyah, so we're in Israel now. You know, it's sort of like the whole, it's kosher, it has Hebrew writing, it's Israel. I don't see any pigs around here, this is Israel. What could be wrong with the food? Of course it's kosher. So unfortunately, when it comes to chinuch, you have a lot of families that do the same thing. They come to Eretz Yisrael, and they would never at home allow their kids to be out at 11 o'clock at night with kids that they don't know who they are, out on the streets. They wouldn't want to know, where are you going, who are you hanging out with, because, you know, it's America, it's dangerous, it's goyim, bad influences. But when they get there, they say, oh, everyone's from, and, you know, we live in the middle of pick your favorite town, what's going to happen here, nothing bad's going to happen, and plenty of bad things happen. And I want to tell you, I don't want to be branded as an anti-Zionist, but I want to tell you that I've unfortunately seen families from, you know, without mentioning communities, but communities that I'm familiar with from the United States, that were very nice, good, frum families. They sent their kids to good, frum schools. They had nice, wholesome chinuch for their kids. And they came to Eretz Yisrael. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they said, listen, I'm not Haredi, so I'm not moving to a Haredi neighborhood. And therefore, they picked a different type of community, which they felt was the closest, at least externally, to the community that they came from. They don't realize that the community they came from is much, much frummer in many, many areas. And they sent their kids to schools that were much less, the kids in the schools were much less committed to Torah mitzvos than the schools that they sent their kids to in America. And unfortunately, I saw 4, 5, 6 years down the line that the way that their children dressed and the way that their children acted was far less religiously committed than the way that their family was conducting itself when they lived in the United States. And coming to Eretz Yisrael is very important, but the words in the Chumash Adeshin were true in the 1200s, and they're true today as well, to the degree that if you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael, you need to plan properly. You need to make sure you have a parnasa, okay? You have to have a parnasa. And you also have to make sure that you're able to find a community that you're comfortable in, both in terms of feeling like this is my type of community, I'm not outside of my comfort zone, but you also have to feel that it's a community that's going to allow you to raise your children with the proper Avodas Hashem. And I'm going to just temper it on the other side. There are certain communities here in Eretz Yisrael, and I don't mean Haredi communities. There are certain very strong Dati Lumi, or we can call them Chutznik type communities that are not Dati Lumi, but they're not Haredi. They're somewhere in the middle. And these types of communities, some of them have tremendously strong Talmud Torah and mitzvos. You know, you go into the shuls at nights and people are learning and there's tons of shiurim. Your children can be learning a tremendous amount of Torah and have lots and lots of Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael. But you have to choose your communities wisely. Zionism does not mean that Eretz Yisrael is more important than all other mitzvos, and therefore, that first part of the statement might be semi-okay, and therefore I will sacrifice all other cheshbonos of Avodas Hashem just to come to Eretz Yisrael. That is not the right cheshbon, in my opinion, and the Chumash Sadeshin's opinion. Okay, back to our topic.
Who says the job situation, that you have to get a job?
The Mil Tzedakah says Parnasa. Chumash Sadeshin says religious environment. Okay, we were just Yotzei Bayit Chaim for Tuesday night. Says Rav Moshe. Hold on one second. Rav Moshe comes in, and Rav Moshe says, and Rav Moshe is a famous shita, Rav Moshe says that living in Eretz Yisrael, Yishar Eretz Yisrael, is a mitzvah kiyumis, meaning you're mekayim a mitzvah if you do it, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Now this is a very interesting shita. It sounds like he's coming in somewhere between the Megillas Esther and the Ramban. We'll talk in a second, see if it's really Tosfos.
Not a mitzvah what?
It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not an obligation like the Ramban seems to imply. The Rav Moshe Feinstein. Negros Moshe. But if you come, you are mekayim a mitzvah. Now that's not the Megillas Esther, because the Megillas Esther makes it seem like nowadays there's nothing. There's not even a mila. All those gemaras and ksubis, bisman beis hamikdash. So there are certainly mitzvos of tulios baretz, but apparently he felt that that's completely divorced from the issue of mitzvos yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvos yishuv Eretz Yisrael does not apply nowadays. You're not even mekayim a mitzvah if you come to Eretz Yisrael, perhaps according to the Megillas Esther. But according to Rav Moshe, you're not chayiv to come, but if you come, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Now, that is a little bit like Tosfos. Because Tosfos said, nowadays, because of issues like Sakanas Drachim, the challenge of Mitzvos Lios Baretz, let's bring the Miltzdaka in, Parnasa, let's bring the Trumas Hadeshen in, good schools for your kids. For all of these reasons, it's not a chiyuv, it's a kiyum. Now, Rav Moshe doesn't make it dependent on any reason. He just says, nowadays, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Now, is that because of these factors? Or is he saying fundamentally the mitzvah morphed? Which is a strange thing. What, it wasn't? It, yeah, he says nowadays. Yeah, no, I think so, no? What, you're saying you thought he was learning that pshat even bizman hamikdash? It was always a mitzvah, kiyumis and not a chiyuvis? Yeah, that's what it sounded like in Rav Moshe. Let's take a look. Yeah, it's on the Gemara Mekomos. Let's take a look. No, I gave both. Sheilatcha, im yesh mitzvah achshav lador be'aretz Yisrael k'ramban, oker Rav Chaim Kohen. So he says, hine rov haposkim sarei du mitzvah, ava poshet she'ein zeh bizman hazeh mitzvah chiyuvis. Sounds like, so it's a little bit of a question, like what's the mechanism here? How does a mitzvah morph? How does a mitzvah morph without there being a reason? Meaning, it bizman hamikdash was a chiyuv, but nowadays it's no longer a chiyuv. So if you take Tosfos's approach, I understand it. It's really a chiyuv, but because of the challenge of keeping mitzvos atlios baretz, because of the parnasa challenges, it's no longer a chiyuv. That I accept. But Rav Moshe doesn't give any reason. He just says nowadays it's not a chiyuv. So you have to understand exactly where Rav Moshe is coming from. Okay, I want to talk very quickly. We mentioned this. I mentioned it very quickly. Let me just go through it. Also now, quickly, the Gemara quotes in Gittin, Amir La'akam is allowed for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Again, in that Gemara as well, it doesn't say Mishum Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It just says Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't it say Mishum Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? L'chora, the reason is because even if you hold it to mitzvah, like Tosfos there explicitly seems to say, it seems to imply, maybe it's because, as we mentioned, normally we don't allow Amir La'akim in order to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, if it's Amir La'akim on a Dioraisa. Here, we allow it because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is an extra big Mitzvah. First of all, this starts to give a little bit of weight to the Rav Kook Mahalach about it being a Meta Mitzvah. Right? We said that the Tzitz Eliezer brings down from Rav Kook that the reason the Rambam doesn't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a Mitzvah is because it's a Meta Mitzvah. So this sugya seems to imply that, or Tulsa seems to imply that this is a meta mitzvah. This is a very, very big mitzvah. And that's maybe why the Gemara is focusing on the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, not the mitzvah element. Because it's not the mitzvah element that makes you Docha Shabbos. Because mitzvahs were not Docha Shabbos with Amir La'akim for to be Mekayim mitzvah. It's dafka because of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael issue. Now there's a very fascinating Rashi on that Gemara. Hold on. We're talking about the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ches. Listen to what the Gemara says. I'll read you the Gemara. Ches and Beis. Hakone sade besuria kikone beparvare Yerushalayim. L'mai hilchasa. If you buy a field in Syria,
also part of Eretz Yisrael. So it's like being Kona in biblical Israel, and Chazal treated Surya for many things like Eretz Yisrael. So if you're Kona a field in Surya, it's like being Kona a field in the outskirts of Yerushalayim.
So says the Gemara, Lamai Yochasa, what's the Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina? So says the Gemara, Amar of Sheshes, Lomar Shekosvin Alav Ono, V'afilu B'Shabbes. Gemara asks, well, what's going on here? Why is this allowed? So you say, Afagav Damir La'avodes Kachavim Shvus, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, Lo Gazer. So you're allowed to write an Ono, which Tosa says is a Shtar Mechira. You're allowed to... Now, you're not allowed to write. You're allowed to write it via Goy. Amir La'akim. You could tell a Goy to write it up. Why? Because of Yishav Eretz Yisrael, they did not make the Gezerah. Rashi says, what's Yishav Eretz Yisrael? Legaresh Ovdei Kochavim V'leishev Yisrael Ba. Rashi, remember Rashi al Torah? Rashi here says, what's Yishav Eretz Yisrael? It means to kick out the Goyim and to have Jews dwell there. That's almost like a paraphrase of the Pasuk. What was the Pasuk? V'horashtem V'yishavtem Ba. So, okay, so but Rashi here says, Legarish Ovdei Kochavim, and then to live there. So now, first of all, it sounds like from this Rashi that the heter to write a Shtar Mechira is literally only if you're going to kick a guy out in order so that you can live there. So to buy an apartment in Ramat Beit Shemesh from a Jew, you're not able to do it. It's only in order to get land. If some Gentile is living in, there's an Arab living in Umm al-Fahum, and he wants to, in Beit Safafa, and he wants to sell you his house, then it's allowed because it's to get them out and in order to take the land. And therefore, Rashi says that that would be allowed. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a mitzvah. Right. Because it just says Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It could be Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a very chashuv thing. And therefore, and it's going to override it, even though it's not a mitzvah. Could be. No one here, Rashi doesn't say it's a, what?
How bad is a
mir lakum? It's a Rabbanim. And we don't even allow it for a mitzvah. That's what Tosfos asks here. Tosfos says, aval mishum mitzvah cheres lo. Now, what do you mean mishum mitzvah cheres? Sounds like Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah.
It must be a mitzvah.
Okay, that, you could definitely make an argument like that. Yes, you could definitely make an argument like that. Lemaisa, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Hold on, this heter is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's a little bit of a discussion here with the Ramah, because the Ramah writes you can only do it if you use the Arabic script or the Gentile script. And there's a whole question, why would that be? The Mishnah Berurah thinks he's trying to downgrade it to a Dirabanan. But why is that a Dirabanan? Lechor, that's also a Diraisa. Remember, I gave you the Makaros if you're interested in looking into it. Okay, last part of the Sugya, which I'm going to hold off on questions because I would like to, even though I started on time, I gave a lot of time to the Sugya, but I want to make sure I finish the Sugya, and that is the Gimel Shvuos. Because everyone likes to talk about the Gimel Shvuos, so it's important that we understand what they are. The Gemara in Ksubis says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia the world, the Gemara in Ksubis there, Kuf Yud Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia that obligated the Jews in and the Gentiles in three or five. There are a number of shvuos that were obligated, that were necessary for them to accept. One of them was Shelo Yalu Bachoma, which means that the Jews should not, by force and in mass, reconquer Eretz Yisrael. That the Jews had to take upon themselves that they would not reconquer Eretz Yisrael. I'll read you the Gemara very quickly. Kuf Yud Aleph. Hishpati Eschem Benos Yushalayim Bitzvaos Oba Ayalos Asadeh. Rabbi Zeira Hahu Shelo Yalu Yisrael Bechoma. Shelo Yalu Yisrael Bechoma. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Yachad Biyad Chazaka. That we shouldn't try to ascend the wall. We shouldn't try to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Gimel Shvuos Halalu. Okay, this is the Gemara talks about here. And part of it is that the Goyim shouldn't overly work and oppress the Jews. You can take a look at the whole Gemara here. A whole discussion of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set into practice. So it sounds like from here that it's usher for the Jews to come together and to come and to conquer Eretz Yisrael.
When? After the Rizim of Gush
Etzion? Yeah.
Once we went into Galus, you will go into Bavel and you will stay in Galus until I bring you back. So sure enough, this Gemara is one of the central pieces of the Satmar Rebbe Sefer Vayol Moshe, where he argues eloquently, by the way, argues very eloquently. Yes, the Satmar Sefer, you can't just take the Satmar Sefer and say, full of ridiculous arguments. Read through the Sefer, it's filled with many very, very strong arguments. Doesn't mean that they can't be addressed, but they are very, very strong arguments, many of the arguments that he makes in the Sefer. One of the central pieces of it is these Shmuos, where the Gemara here implies that we're not allowed to reconquer Eretz Yisrael. So the first question is this halachic, or is this just like an agadata? And we could take it with a grain of salt. It doesn't, we don't paskin it lahalacha. So first of all, the Megillus Esther seemed to take it pretty seriously, because the Megillus Esther, in trying to justify how in the world can the Rambam not count it as a mitzvah? So the Megillus Esther says, what do you mean, how can you not count it as a mitzvah? Not only is it not a mitzvah, it's usher to go. Go take a look in the Gimel Shvuos. So the Megillus Esther makes direct reference to this Gemara. What?
It would just be usher to reconquer. It wouldn't be usher for a Jew to live there.
Okay, but it would be a problem for us to go en masse, biyachad, as a group, and to go move there. So the Megillus Esther actually quotes the Gimel Shvuos as his mucker.
Right now
we're not en masse right now?
Like individually? Like
there are millions of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, but
we have cities.
When I go myself, it's not mass. I'm not bringing a thousand.
No, it's a problem for Klal Yisrael to reestablish settlement in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, if you want to be one guy living there under the Ottomans, it's one thing. But for Klal Yisrael to come as a nation and to resettle Eretz Yisrael.
For each person can't say, I'm making my individual move?
Not if everyone's doing that. No. No, that would be a problem. The Megillus Esther says, it not only is it not a mitzvah, it's a problem. It might even be an innocer. That's where the Satmar position is coming from, part of it. That it's not just that you shouldn't go, that you don't have to go. It's a problem to go. Now, the Rashbash, the Vayoel Moshe, the Rashbash, who I gave you on the Makoro sheet, so he also accepts the premise of the Megillus Esther that the Gimel Shvuos are in place, but he tries to say like you. He says, therefore, we can't go as a tzibur, we can go as yechidim, but therefore, because it's all just about yechidim now, all those reasons we brought up, parnasa, the challenges, all of those are very, very central, and they might prevent many people from moving. How many people will say like, right? When I was dating, so people used to ask me, do you dafka want a girl who's going to live in Eretz Yisrael? So I used to always say, yes, I dafka want a girl who's going to live in Eretz Yisrael. And they said, oh, really? Like, you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael? I said, no, not necessarily. But I want a girl who wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. If I don't want a girl who can tell me, like, my dream is to live, you know, in Montreal. That's my dream. My dream is to live in Montreal. My dream is to live in London. You know, my dream is to live in Westchester. I don't want someone to say I want her to say, I want to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, she might say, I don't know if I can because of the following issues and Parnassa, and therefore we won't be able to. But I certainly want to go out with a girl who wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, because if she doesn't, it means that our value systems aren't the same. What? She's choosing comfortable house over Eretz Yisrael? That means we have a clash in values. I want a girl whose dream is to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rashbash says that moving to Eretz Yisrael is something great for the Yechidim, but based on the Gimel Shvuos, we can't go as a nation. So what would the Ramban respond? So, you know, we asked the question, are the Gimel Shvuos, Gemara, and Ksubis, is it Lahalacha? Is it just an Agadata? The Megillus asked the Rashbash, they seem to accept it. So how would we respond? What did the Ramban say? How does the Ramban just ignore the Gemara about the Gimel Shvuos? So first of all, the Pashtus is that he must have learned it, that it's not Lahalacha. Sure enough, if you look in the Rambam, Ram doesn't quote that Gemara in Mishnah Torah anywhere. He quotes it in one of his Zigerises, but he doesn't quote it lahalacha in Mishnah Torah. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You would expect it to be a din in Shulchan Aruch. Aser to go to Eretz Yisrael, as it says in the Gemara in Ksubis. Doesn't say that anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. So we could make the argument that it's not true lahalacha. Vayol Moshe, the Satmar Rebbe actually even argues that you know how the Ramban would respond? He would agree. The Ramban agrees. The Ramban agrees that nowadays there isn't really a mitzvah. So how does the Ramban put it on his list of mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot? So the reason is because
It's there, just like the way karbanos are there. It's something that fundamentally is a mitzvah, but we can't do it. How come we can't bring karbanos nowadays? Because we don't have a base of mikdash. How come we can't go to Eretz Yisrael nowadays? Because the Gimel Shvuos are still in play. At one point in history, we'll reach a point where there'll be a base of mikdash. The Gimel Shvuos will no longer apply. When Mashiach comes, the Gimel Shvuos don't apply anymore. So then we'll be able to move to Eretz Yisrael. So the Zadar Rebbe says, you know why the Ramban counts it? The Ramban really agrees with the Gimel Shvuos. You're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael nowadays. Really? That's what the Ramban holds? Yeah. What do you mean? But he said it's a mitzvah. He says it's on the list. It is. It's on the list like Karbanos are there. It's there on the list like Amalek is there. We can't do Amalek nowadays. What? Who, the Ramban?
Yeah.
Well, we have to see. Do we say that by all these other mitzvahs? Do we say by Beis HaMikdash? When the Rambam lists it, does he say, I'm counting it, but you can't really do it nowadays? So we have to check. Okay. Any other ways that we can answer up these Gimel Shvuos? By either just saying, oh, they're just Agaritas. Or you're going to say like the Satmar Rebbe that, no, everybody accepts them. So is there any other ways to deal with them? So first of all, there's a Marsha. The Marsha says that Gemara meant you can't go up in direct conflict with the Akum, with the non-Jews. But if the non-Jews allow you to go back to Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael. If the UN votes and says, okay, you now have a your ancestral homeland is now your state, and you can go, what?
They come because there's people wanting to come. You need to like fight to get there.
What do you mean? The War of Independence was after the declaration of the UN, the state.
Yeah, but the reason of the declaration
was because of the Holocaust. No, they just give us a land because we asked for it. It wasn't just like that.
Like you're saying because we were...
Like that stuff.
The declaration was in 1917, before it started.
What about the Six-Day War, though?
The Brits recognized
it. What about it?
In Canada, we can't...
Yeah, the
yeah buddy. I can save the Queen.
Okay, I hear.
You can't, but you're already there. It's not... It's
we, weren't,
not
we weren't in your show.
So, Jonathan's pointing out, yeah, but how we have the right in 1967, there we weren't given permission, and there we conquered... new areas that we didn't have before. Okay, I hear. I'm mentioning the Marsha. The Marsha says that if the Goyim give you permission, then the Shvuah doesn't apply. So we could have the Dan. Can we use that? We'll have to figure out. Can we use that? But that would be one direction to go in. There's another direction that's suggested by some that all of the Shvuos are a package deal. So once any of the Shvuos are broken, then the whole thing is broken. So I don't remember who says it, but this is one of the classic things that people say. So the one of the shvuos is that the Gentiles will not overly persecute the Jews in Gaulis. We're supposed to be in Gaulis. We can't go back to Eretz Yisrael, but the non-Jews are not allowed to overly persecute us. So many people argue, well, that was broken many times. You know, it was broken in the Spanish Inquisition. It was broken in, certainly broken in the Holocaust. So it was broken many times. So once the non-Jews broke their part of the deal, so our part of the deal is off as well. Others argue that it was only for a certain amount of time. They try to bring Ramazim. It was only for a certain amount of time. And that time is over. Others, I think David was just alluding to this. Others say that it's not Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach, that ends it. It's the whole blossoming of the Geula that ends the Gimel Shvuos. And sure enough, take a look. Look what's going on. We were out of our land for 2,000 years. All of a sudden, we're all coming back. We're rebuilding the... Obviously, this is the ending of the Gimel Shvuos. That's why we were able to come back, because the Gimel Shvuos ended. Others will argue that the whole Gimel Shvuos was never said on individuals, and maybe they start to argue that the way things worked here was individuals coming and more individuals came. Okay, there are other ways that you can get out of the Gimel Shvuos. Right, and at a certain point, we did establish a government, so you would think that would be a problem. If you're going to go in that direction. Okay, so this is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now you're all equipped for last week's She'ilah. So, right, exactly. You can now get involved if you want to debate it with everybody. You now know what to do.